So anyone else got any questions? Yes, here's one.
Yes, just towards the end of the conversation, you mentioned you've got to get the public on board. I think that is very valid because they're too ready to run to GPs for antibiotics at any call for colds or whatever. I've got a friend who's now on a third course of antibiotics for a very, very bad chest infection. I've said to her, why haven't you asked the doctor to send you for some test to find out what is wrong? Oh, he just keeps prescribing another course of antibiotics. And I think that highlights the problem.
Hannah, I wonder what you think we can do about that. How do you change what doctors do when they're prescribing?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think the prescription comes from the pressure sometimes that the physician is not sure that he or she will be seeing the patient again, so they might as well just give the antibiotic. Some physicians actually know that the diagnostic test is way more expensive than the antibiotic, so let me shoot in the dark. And sometimes in certain countries where patients are allowed to do what we call doctor shopping, where if the doctor does not give them the antibiotic, they'll go to the other or the third. Or another way is my grandmother's style, where she always had a bag of different types of medications, and she provides family and friends with whatever she has in her box of tools. So I think the complexity of what the member in the audience asked, it is the inappropriate use of antibiotics, and it can take so many shapes and forms, and we need to address that.